Big win for your team tonight here. It's been kind of one of those where Hughington's had your number in this building over the last few years, and we finally get to lead. You had a big lead going for pretty much the entire night. They made it interesting late third, early fourth quarter, but you guys were able to settle down and pull away big time.
I felt like we had a pretty decent first half, but I wasn't very happy at halftime because I guess I felt like it could have been so much more. And, you know, we talk about, you know, keeping the intensity up all the time, and I just felt like we started to go on cruise control, and that's too early. And I know what Hughington is capable of, yeah. And they certainly made a run, and I also had to remind them what we did to them at their place. Yeah. So the game is not over, and I think they kind of picked it up from there.
And you hold them to 40, just below their season average, but you guys end up putting up 70 points tonight and the great offensive outputs. It was the offense for most of the night was pretty much carried by Lindy Rumford and also Amber Lotta, especially in that second quarter.
Oh, yeah. It was so huge. I mean, I don't know how many – Lindy hardly missed at all, honestly. Yeah. I mean, she did so well offensively, but, gosh, she was so valuable on defense tonight. I mean, she really played great defense on Beard tonight, and that was huge for us. And then Amber, she just kept slashing through everybody, and she hit a couple of big shots from the outside, and that's exactly what we need to open it up on the inside.
And that happened really a lot because you could tell that Hughington was content on slowing down Emily tonight.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah. Everyone's going to try to do that. She's such a powerful athlete and a great player for us. But, you know, we've got two really strong post players, and, you know, I don't think you can just focus on one.
And that definitely showed once again here tonight. In the end of the game here, you had nine players score. You had some great effort from a lot of your bench players once again. I think Shelby Patton gave some couple minutes, stuffed the Beard girl that one time, and just kind of ripped it right out of her hands there in that fourth quarter, I think it was. Kennedy Holstein's just continued to make some strides. She ended up finally getting that three-point play and 5 points for her tonight. And then you had mentioned Shelby and then Megan Vance getting some minutes. And then how about Brooke Hamey? Never taken the varsity court before. She gets a foul early, but then she gets the rebound, she draws a foul, and she gets two calmly free throws like she's done it thousands of times.
I know. Brooke's the only player on our team that's 100% from the line this year. So, I mean, I'm super proud of her. But, you know, I really complimented everyone, yeah. And I said that last minute and 45 seconds, none of you look nervous. You all look like you belong there, and that's why it was such a team effort tonight.
It was, and it's just been continuing this team effort for you guys. And how big was this win considering what you guys have here for the final five games?
You know, I mean, this is kind of the time of year where everyone knows what we do and we know what they do. And so now it's just kind of who's left standing, who's going to be the strongest. And I felt like we really had that strong presence tonight.
Well, five games to go. Your final non-league game coming up here on Tuesday night at home against a Southwestern Heights team that's really been struggling as of late.
Yeah. One thing, though, I mean, they have always been very, very scrappy, and we cannot walk in there and just think that, you know, the win is going to be ours. We have to earn that win, and I know Southwestern Heights will come out ready to go.
Fun night for you guys, and, hey, congratulations on win number 50 here in Scott City and win number 151 of your career. I got it in tonight, by golly.
Thank you.
Hey, and thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.